Gentlemen, a secret movie star. Ellie felt a lump rising in her throat. She wanted to get out of the house. She didn't feel like telling her family why she was upset. "I'm going for a bike ride," she called into the kitchen. Okay, Nana Glory replied as the screen door slammed in seconds. Ellie was running away down the street. At first, she had no destination in mind. Then, suddenly, she wanted to visit the bunnies. She steered her bike toward Miss Sullivan's place. 10 minutes later, Ellie was in the barn. Fluffy was in her lap. Frosty was sniffing her shoe. Or this, that one. Floppy? Ellie wondered. The third bunny was poking his head into her jacket pocket. "I'm really sorry, bunnies," she whispered to them. "I'm sorry I forgot you today." Tears welled up in her eyes. She couldn't hold it in. Ellie petted Fluffy as she cried and cried. "Ellie?" came a voice at the door. Ellie turned. Miss Sullivan was peeking into the barn. "What's the matter?" She came over and wrapped an arm around Ellie. "Is everything okay?" Ellie wiped her eyes on sleep. "Yes, Miss Sullivan," she sniffed. "It's just the sloths came back and Ellie couldn't speak." "Come on, my dear. Come on, dear," said Miss Sullivan. "Come in the house with me." Ellie nodded. Together, they put the bunnies back in the hutch. Then, they walked across Miss Sullivan's wide backyard and went in the back door of her gigantic gingerbread house. As Ellie sat down in Miss Sullivan's kitchen, Rufus came running in. He jumped up, resting his head and front paws on Ellie's knee. Ellie petted him while Miss Sullivan got her some milk. And cookies. By the time she set them on the table, Ellie had stopped crying. Ellie explained about the play. She told Miss Sullivan what Marion and Liz had said. She described the look on Amy's face. "I guess I have been really focused on the play," said Ellie. It means a lot to me. Can't they see that? Miss Sullivan smiled kindly. Then she got a twinkle in her eye. Ellie, I have something to show you, she said. Wait a minute. Miss Sullivan left the room. Rufus scratched out under the table, waiting for cookie crumbs. When Miss Sullivan returned, she had a photo in her hand. She handed it to Ellie. Strangely, the woman in the photo looked familiar to Ellie. But where had Ellie seen her before? As you know, said Miss Sullivan, I haven't always lived in Santa Visita. Before I moved here, I lived in Hollywood. Hollywood, California, thought Ellie, where movies are made. Movies! That's it! Cried Ellie. Have I seen this woman in a movie? In an older movie like the ones Nana Gloria likes to watch? Miss Sullivan nodded. Yes, that woman was a famous actress. Her screen name was Ruby Fairchild. Yeah, Ruby Fairchild, said Ellie, looking again at the photo. She was in The Lost Sheep. We watched it the other night. Ellie looked up at Miss Sullivan. Why do you have her picture? Ellie gasped. Did you know her in Hollywood? Miss Sullivan laughed. You could say that, Ellie. She said, you see, Ruby Fairchild is me. Ellie stared at Miss Sullivan. Then she stared at the photo. That's you? She cried. She does look like you. Well, I'm much younger. Me. Miss Sullivan said with a smile. Ellie was amazed. She listened as Miss Sullivan told her about her life in Hollywood. It sounded like Ellie's idea of heaven. The movie stars, the fancy parties, the awards, signing old autographs for crowds of cheering fans. I've had a great career, said Miss Sullivan. But when I stopped making movies, I was ready for a quieter life. That's when I moved to Santa Visita. Miss Sullivan sighed. I thought if people here knew me as Ruby Fairchild, I'd never be left alone. So I hid who I was and kept to myself. I didn't go out much A lot of days I was all alone in this giant house. She smiled until I got Rufus. She looked down at the big puppy under the table. Woof! Rufus replied. His tail thumped against a chair leg. Then Rufus went missing, and you girls helped me find him. Miss Sullivan went on. Before the Critter Club, I hadn't made new friends in years. Miss Sullivan put her arm around Ellie. It's important to be kind to your friends. Keep them close. And here's a piece of advice from one actress to another. Ellie Grind. Ruby Fairchild was calling her an actress? Good friends will be there for you, but it can't always be about you. Ellie finished her milk and cookies. Then Miss Sullivan showed her more of her Hollywood stuff, old posters, scripts, and photos. Natalie and Gloria would flip to see all these. This Ellie said, "But don't you worry. Your secrets will be safe with me, Ruby Fairchild. Miss Sullivan, I mean."